Martin of the Peter Martin Trio. He'll be back in town at Jazz at the Bistro in May. He's performed at the White House on two occasions, and he joins us today in our series of interviews on the growing entrepreneurial movement in St. Louis. Now, Peter, I don't associate you with innovation. I associate you with great jazz. What's the deal?
Yes, well, this is kind of my parallel alternate career. I'm really excited to be part of this, but it's actually all about music and jazz and improvisation and entrepreneurial spirit. I think they all kind of go together, so I'm having fun with it.
Tell us about your company.
So it's Open Studio Network. We were founded right here in St. Louis in September of last year, so just a few months, and we present online music lessons in a video format to folks, and we really have some of the great thought leaders on different instruments. We have Romero Lobombo exclusively, who's like the greatest practitioner of Brazilian bossa nova jazz guitar, and he records lessons for us. We actually just had him in St. Louis a couple weeks ago recording some lessons in Portuguese because there's such a demand. Everything's been in English so far. And basically, it's just like really kind of uber guitar nerd stuff for this real niche audience around the world that's really interested in kind of picking his brain, but he doesn't have time to meet with all these people. So we, you know, he records the lessons, kind of gives his information. It's almost like an archive of knowledge of his mind. And we have Greg Hutchinson, who's an incredible drummer from New York, and I'm really proud to present this information because people love it. We have customers, students in over 50 countries now that access the videos online. And
so, are these learning to play instruments for beginners or masters or both?
Well, up to this point, everything we've done has really been advanced, a little bit of intermediate. So it's really, you can already play, but you want to get some supplementary information. Right. You're comfortable on your instrument, but you really want to get that advanced knowledge to kind of go to that next level. We're excited because this week, actually on Friday, we're launching our first beginner series, which I recorded in January, and it's a beginner jazz piano course. So it's like you can play the piano, you like jazz, you've heard jazz, maybe you can even sing jazz, maybe you even know a jazz musician, but you can't play it at all. So I'm going to take you in 23 lessons from functioning pianist to a functioning jazz pianist.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like the new version of Mel Bay.
I think so. I really think so. I mean, it's interesting because I come from a family of musicians and educators. My mother is a wonderful Suzuki violin teacher. And so I always grew up with actual lessons, and I still think those are super important, especially like when you are learning to play your instrument. You need someone telling you, like, how do you hold your hand and be there? But for the type of information and knowledge we're sharing, it's really about supplemental. You know, we have a lot of folks, you know, that have other careers, and they just have a few minutes maybe at night to watch some videos and mess around, just some new ideas for them to mess around with.
What's the cost for the student?
So it varies depending on the course, but in general we're kind of at the premium end. We say like between $30 and $40 per month, and most of our content is on a membership basis. So you sign up, you get access to a certain number of videos, and then like for my Peter Martin lessons, which is really what this all came from, the jazz piano lessons. I've got over 250 lessons in the archive, and then every week you get access to a new lesson.
So if folks want more information about this, where do they go?
OpenStudioNetwork.com.
OpenStudioNetwork.com. Right. Are you making money yet?
We actually are making some money. You know, we kind of have been for a while when we launched, and it's been fun because I've learned a lot about the startup community in St. Louis, investors, you know, angel investment, venture capital, all these exciting things. But one nice thing is since we've been operating, we've had customers because I've been doing the Peter Martin lessons for the last 3 years. So when we started, we had that foundation. And then I had a good idea of the different artists I wanted to sign. And these are all like brand name artists that people are very interested in. So
OpenStudioNetwork.com.
Yes.
Fantastic. This is brilliant. And it's in St. Louis. Peter Martin, the guy, two visits to the White House to play for the Obamas and others. And now in our Studio B here at KMOX. Thanks for joining us and good luck.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
Congrats to...
From producer J.J. Abrams.
There's been an attack. And everyone outside of here is dead.
Critics are calling 10 Cloverfield Lane taut and entertaining as hell.
How do you know that this is real?
Rolling Stone raves. It's loaded with everything a psychological thriller needs to shatter your nerves.
Help! I'm out here!
And then kicks it up a notch. Now with an incredible score on Rotten Tomatoes.
You don't know what's out there!
10 Cloverfield. the Flame. Directed by Dan Trachtenberg. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters and IMAX tonight.